guess it's Track Marks. One song, two veteran music journalists exploring the world of pop music. These tracks left marks. Each edition of Track Marks takes a close-up look at one classic composition in all its glory. At Track Marks, the song is king, and we have two hosts who may not always see eye to eye or ear to ear. And here they are now, Tom Zito and Joel Selvin.
Joel, what have you got for us today?
I want to talk about Everybody's Talking. It's a song I've become increasingly obsessed with.
Midnight Cowboy.
You might think of the Harry Nilsson version, but, you know, I'm an old hippie that used to listen to folk music. I think of it as a Fred Neil song.
Certainly, he did the first version. He wrote the song.
Everybody's talking at me. I don't hear a word they're saying. Only the echoes of my mind. People stopping, staring. I can't see the faces. Only the shadows of their eyes. I'm going where the sun keeps shining through the pouring rain. The northeast wind sailing on a summer breeze, skipping over the ocean like stone. Northeast wind sailing on a summer breeze, skipping over the ocean like a stone. Everybody's talking at me, can't hear a word to say.
Fantastic story behind the song. I mean, you know, Fred Neil was a strange guy, and he had no real interest in fame and fortune.
Coconut Grove, right?
Eventually, yeah. He was the king of the Greenwich Village folk scene when Dylan showed up. He hosted the open mic. He was the guy. So he's in Los Angeles recording an album, and he's had it. He's done. And the producer says, no, I need another song. One more song, and then you're done. So he goes into the bathroom at Capitol.
For the Capitol? For Capitol,
Capitol
album?
Records, yeah. Okay. Nick Vanney was the producer. He goes into the bathroom and comes back 15 minutes later with this song. He sings it once and then goes back to Florida. It sat there on that album for a couple of years. But Harry Nilsson included it on his second album, and it sat there without anybody particularly noticing it until John Schlesinger picked it up and put it in Midnight Cowboy. And that's also because apparently Bob Dylan was late with Lay Lady Lay, which was what Schlesinger had intended to use.
Everybody's talking at me. I don't hear words they're saying. Only the echoes of my mind. People stop and stare. I can't see their faces. Only the shadows of their eyes. I'm going where the sun keeps shining through the pouring rain. Going where the weather suits my clothes. Banking off of the northeast winds, sailing on summer breeze. Skipping over the ocean like a stone. I'm going where the sun keeps shining through the pouring rain. Going where the weather suits my clothes. Banking off of the northeast winds, sailing on summer breeze. And skipping over the ocean like a stone. Everybody's talking at me. Can't hear a word they're saying. Only the echoes of my mind. I won't let you leave my love behind. No, I won't let you leave.
Paul McCartney, Eat Your Heart Out. To me, that is the finest pop music vocal performance I know. Harry Nilsson singing Everybody's Talking.
You could make the case that Nilsson may have been the finest crooner of rock and roll songs ever. I mean, his album of standards, A Little Touch of Schmilson in the Night, to me, it's just an incredible standards album. I mean, it's right up there with Frank Sinatra, as far as I'm concerned.
Gordon Jenkins,
I know,
part of that.
Yes, he was indeed.
No, Harry could really sing. The McCartney collected his demos and studied them very obviously. He only found commercial success when Richard Perry forced him to sing that Badfinger song, Without You. He hated it. And the song went on to be recorded 100 times. Willie Nelson.
Everybody's talking about me, but I don't hear a word they're saying. Only the echoes in my mind.
Neil Diamond.
I'm going where the sun keeps shining through the pouring rain. Going where the weather suits my clothes. Banging off of the northeast wind. Sailing on a summer breeze. Skipping over the ocean like a stone.
Bill Withers.
Skip over the ocean like a stone.
Harold Melvin and the Blue Notes.
Oh, I can't see their faces. Just guess only the shadows of their eyes. That's all I can see.
The song is such a perfect little thing that no matter what you do to it, it survives. It stays intact. It's whole. It is itself, and it lives in whatever context it's put in. You know, years later, this Crosby, Stills, and Nash version turned up when they did an expanded version of the first album. Turns out, Stephen Stills could sing the hell out of Everybody's Talking.
Yeah, I said, well, you know what else we forgot to do? Freddie Neil's song. Everybody's talking.
Everybody is talking at me. Can't hear a word they said, only the echoes of my mind. People stopping, staring, I can't see their faces, only the shadows of their eyes. Going where the sun keeps shining through the pouring rain. Going where the weather suits my clothes. Banking off of the northeast wind, sailing on a summer's breeze. Skipping over the ocean like a stone. Everybody's talking at me. Can't hear a word they're saying. Only the echoes of my mind. People stopping, staring, I can't see their faces, only the shadows of their eyes. Going where the sun keeps shining through the pouring rain. Going where the weather suits my clothes. Banking off of the northeast wind, sailing on a summer's breeze. Skipping over the ocean like a stone.
Who knew? But Fred Neil's perfect for those guys. It's exactly the sort of person that they were weaned on. And you can hear Graham say, oh, Freddie Neil song.
Great story, Joel. Thanks for that one.
Okay, Tom. Thanks a lot.
All right. Thanks, Joel. And thanks, Tom. There you have it for today's Track Marks. Many more to come from that ever-expanding universe of music, music, music. Join your hosts, Joel Selvin and Tom Zito, as they take on the world of pop music, one song at a time, right here on Track Marks.
Yes.